Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A new Kentucky Ag Department campaign called Fight the Bite Day and Night is now underway, and says David Wayne with KDA's Environmental Services Unit, it's a proactive approach to reducing mosquito numbers and the chance that Zika virus might be spread that way. He says it's very basic stuff.
The Fight the Bite campaign, we feel, is a great way to get information out there about mosquito control in general, and then, of course, ways to prevent yourself from contracting the Zika virus if we were to begin to see it transmitted within the state.
The specific breed of mosquito linked with Zika is not rampant here, but it can occur here. Wayne says for purposes of disease prevention, the only good mosquito is a dead one.
So what we would like for homeowners to do as a first line of defense is to patrol their own property and dump or drain all of those small containers that could hold water. And it could be kids' toys that are in the backyard, old buckets, flower pots that don't drain well, old tires, clogged gutters. There's a lot of things that people really don't think about as harboring mosquitoes. But those small items that hold water are really the place that mosquitoes prefer to use as breeding sites.
He says just 1 ounce of standing water is enough for breeding. So let's get busy out there. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We ask students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
The Kentucky Ag Department for about 40 years now has the responsibility of mosquito control. Where populations are high, local officials can call in KDA personnel for spraying operations with mobile foggers.
They are actually called ultra-low volume application units. And what that means is they create a fog. It's very small particle size droplets that are put out into the air. And we're using just enough mosquito control product to control the mosquito. And that reduces the adverse effects on beneficial insects and to any animals, livestock, or people that may be out and about when we're performing the treatment.
Wayne says their application rate generally does the trick.
We're applying at approximately 1 ounce of product per acre. It's a very small amount. It's just enough to control the mosquito.
So let's all get out there and work hard to reduce mosquito breeding sites and fight the bite day and night. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.